much of the focus so far has been really on more wealthy women, middle class women who get involved in pressure group politics and so on. However, it wasn't just the wealthy and elite women who were concerned by political events. Working class women could also get involved in politics in this period. Now, it was obviously much harder for a working class woman to get involved in political activity, whether it's strikes or whether campaigning or petitioning and so on, because they had the double whammy of having to go out to work, often in very long hours, maybe up to 12 hours a day, and then to take the brunt of responsibilities for housework and childcare, the domestic duties. It's also the case that they faced a number of challenges from working class men and working class men's organisations in the period that perhaps middle class women were able to sidestep by dressing up their political activity as sort of philanthropic work. For working class women then, the argument by their male counterparts was that actually what was needed was a focus on establishing a male breadwinner wage so that working class women didn't have to go out to work, rather than looking at political rights. In fact, some organisations actually actively downplayed the idea of giving women further political and legal rights because they thought it would make their own campaigns the sort of laughing stock. But having said all of that, which is sort of the negative thing and the challenges that working class women faced, we can see that there are women involved in important movements such as Chartism. There's a female Chartist association established, and whilst it has been argued that these women are seen as auxiliary and again there to make the tea, to do stuff behind the scenes, I think that that denigrates their contribution to a large extent. In fact, you can see that there are women campaigning to get universal suffrage, not just universal male suffrage. They also make links with things like the introduction of the new poor law, which brought in the workhouse, which they see as a direct attack on working class families and on women themselves. So it's Chartist women and radical women in those areas who are leading the campaigns against things like the poor law. So whilst Chartism is very much focused on the 6 points, which is about universal male suffrage and payment of MPs and secret ballot and so on, the women inject their own agendas into the Chartist campaigns, which very much focus on things like better employment rights, more protection for children, and campaigning against things like the introduction of policies that they see as detrimental to them and their families, particularly things like the poor law. As you go forward into time, you can see that working class women also take part in other activities. I mean, they're the backbone of early political parties, particularly socialist parties, which make a key attempt to try and attract female following. They're active in local government, as we've already said. So quite lowly women are able to vote in some of these elections by the very fact that they're often widowed and therefore identify as heads of households. So we can see washerwomen, female servants even, exercising the vote in local elections. So whilst we certainly have to emphasise the challenges for working class women in getting involved in political activity, I think it's also important not to underestimate or to denigrate the role that they did play.